Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today from Palace Station in Las Vegas, Mary Beth Seawald. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. For the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
After decades of delay, Congress was finally voting on expanding VA benefits to cover Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange. They'd suffered for years, and they wanted Congresswoman Jackie Rosen to help them. But she was AWOL. Rosen missed the crucial vote. Instead, Jackie Rosen posed for a photo op at the U.S. border. Urge Congresswoman Jackie Rosen to do her job, to show up, and vote to finally help our veterans suffering from the effects of Agent Orange.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Mary Beth Seawald. She is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. Pleasure to have you back.
Thank you, Sam. Pleasure to be here.
You just got back from D.C. How many people did you take on this trip?
We took 92 people to Washington, D.C., and it was the most successful trip, I think, that we've ever had on several fronts. We were there advocating on behalf of I-11 against Yucca Mountain, which we're thrilled with the postponement of any more Yucca talks for a while. We were also there to meet with Secretary Alexander Acosta, Secretary of Labor, about the new association health plans that we're working on at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. So it was a very productive week for us. We had the largest contingent and delegation from Nevada going to Washington, D.C., so we're really happy with it.
All right, so give us some updates. So obviously the Yucca Mountain funding was stopped in this session. And probably due to Dean Hella's involvement, I can throw that in there. The odds are it's going to come back again. What are you looking at down the road here in terms of the fight?
Well, the chamber is forming a Yucca Mountain task force, which will be chaired by Bill Noonan, actually, and he's on the executive committee of the chamber board of trustees. So we're looking forward to really mounting a formal, unified voice that will be really hyper-focused on Yucca Mountain and stopping Yucca.
Is there any desire for anything to be at Yucca, or is it just, no, we don't want anything there?
Well, the chamber is, in support of anything that's good for business, anything that's good for our communities, and, of course, we're against anything that's bad for our businesses. And we staunchly believe that there should be nothing at Yucca whatsoever.
Okay, so I-11, where are we at this point now? Is this something that we're going to see in the next 5 years, that we're going to see more development? We've got a little bit right now at Boulder City, but are we going to see stakes in the ground, 5 years, 10 years? When do you think?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've made a lot of progress in Las Vegas toward I-11, and that's another thing that the chamber has advocated for. There will be a groundbreaking or a ribbon cutting of sorts. We'll be celebrating in August the completion of one of the first phases. So we're thrilled with the results and the progress that Las Vegas has been able to make. And now, quite frankly, we're focused a little bit on helping Phoenix do their part as well. So Las Vegas has made great strides, and we're excited about the August opening of our part. So moving forward, it's about funding for Phoenix.
Oh, okay. And so the Nevada delegation is going to help the Arizona delegation to get funding?
Yes. We've been working with them. We've had I-11 summits. We've had meetings between Las Vegas Department of Transportation and the Phoenix Department of Transportation and all the experts surrounded with I-11. And, of course, I was involved in that. I flew to Phoenix for an I-11 summit, and we're very productive in coming up with some ideas and some strategies on how to help Phoenix secure some more funding for their side.
What do you think the cost is going to be between just the Phoenix to Las Vegas portion?
Boy, that's a good question. I haven't seen those numbers, and it's probably pretty hefty. So funding is going to, that's why it's one of our major, you know, points of focus. But there, I've seen all kinds of numbers, but not one specific number that would be just for the route that remains between what's left of Las Vegas and then to Phoenix.
President Trump was very praiseworthy of your health plan and pushing that forward and being able to lower the cost to your members. One of the things that he's talked about a lot is putting money into infrastructure. Are you getting any hints from the administration that they may be looking favorably upon funding for this?
You know, they are speaking very highly of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. Secretary of Labor Acosta gave us great accolades, as you said, as did President Trump, for the progress we've been able to make to date. As far as funding goes, we haven't seen anything as of yet, but they're very encouraging and lending their support in any way they can. And as a matter of fact, the chamber sent out an RFP to the insurance carriers, and yesterday was our deadline. So we received several RFPs back from the local carriers. And what we're looking to do really is to be able to provide this service to other chambers across the entire state if they are interested in, you know, being able to provide it to their members as well at an affordable cost.
Right, and that would, in the long term, be at a lower the cost for everybody if you could get more and more people to join in.
Absolutely. You're right on target. The larger the pool, the less risk and the more affordable a robust health plan would be. And we had a lot of members, especially our sole proprietors and our smaller businesses, who said, you know, we've had to go get a second job just to pay for our insurance costs. So the chamber is really, we're really working on bringing this to fruition, and we're in the final stages, we think, in being able to do that. We're very optimistic.
So you think that you might be able to offer something 2020 or even 2019?
2019 is our goal.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yes. So we have the RFPs back. The next step will be to select a carrier and then to formulate the specifics of the plans, and then to, because we have some deadlines, September is looming, and then we would like, though, to be able to offer the plans in 2019 as of January.
One of the interesting discussions we've had in the last couple of days here taping in Las Vegas was with Don Ahern of Ahern Rentals, and he dropped $1 million into funding for his employees' families because that's where the costs are so high and that their regular insurance is just not covering that. That's a pretty hefty investment in your employees.
It's a very hefty investment. And I know other employers who have said the same thing to us because they're not able to contribute directly to their employees' insurance. They give them a stipend on the side, and they're spending astronomical amounts of money. So at the Chamber, we're very excited at the prospect of having been able to stand this up so fast. And that's what President Trump said, and Secretary Acosta, was that as soon as the Department of Labor regulations came out, it was the next day, 2 days later, that Secretary Acosta read in the paper that the Las Vegas Chamber was already up and running with our chamber insurance benefits program, and that he said that we were far ahead of anyone else, any other chamber or any other organization that he knew of across the country.
So would it just be chambers that you would be able to offer this to, or would there be other organizations that you would be, nonprofits, for example, that could join in on this?
That's a great question, Sam, and that is something that we're looking at, not only chambers. It could be other associations, you know, you name it, and anybody would be eligible to join the chamber and take part in these insurance benefits.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Beth Seawald of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber when we come back.
NV Energy is a monopoly, your only option for electricity now. Yes, on question 3, the Energy Choice Initiative creates competition. Competition means more jobs, up to 34,000 new clean energy jobs. It's that simple.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
NV Energy is a monopoly, your only option for electricity now. Yes, on question three, the Energy Choice Initiative creates competition. Competition means lower electric bills. It's that simple.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Sewald. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. So one of the big questions on the ballot this year is going to be question three, energy choice. Obviously, there is a ferocious fight between both sides here. Even though NV Energy chose not to be involved 2 years ago, now they're saying that they'll put in $30 million as the floor, not the ceiling. What's the chamber's thoughts at this point?
Well, that's a great question, Sam, because it has been a ferocious fight. If you've seen the TV ads, both sides are coming out swinging, so to speak. The Chamber's Government Affairs Committee has been hearing presentations from both sides, both pro and against. And the Chamber will likely make a decision, or the Government Affairs Committee, I should say, that's actually separate from the Chamber. But the Government Affairs Committee will likely make a decision or weigh in sometime in August, I think. And they could either, as you know, they could either be for, against, or neutral. So it kind of remains to be seen. It's a large Government Affairs Committee, and a lot of, you know, a lot of very smart people with a lot of knowledge, and I'm sure they'll make a good decision.
One of the things I know that you've been interested in doing is expanding the reach of the Metro Chamber, perhaps internationally. What can you tell us about your ideas for this?
Well, I have a lot of ideas about the Chamber because, as you know, Las Vegas and the entire state of Nevada, we're an international city, we're an international state. We have conventions that come here from all over the world. And I think for the Chamber, what better thing to be than an international chamber, a global chamber. So I really believe that the more, to the degree that we can bring more businesses in from other countries, that will benefit the businesses that we have here in Nevada and vice versa. So I think as we move forward and we grow and expand the chamber, to make it a global international chamber is the logical next step.
And was that part of the trip to D.C., was having discussions about tourism and the ability for people to come to this country, you know, on vacations? Because we had a lot of pushback against the administration's policy on travel. Was that part of the discussion?
We did hear from Steve Hill, who used to be at GOED, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, who's now at the LVCVA. And he talked extensively about tourism, and he talked extensively about the convention center expansion and so forth, specifically talking about things like immigration or expanding on tourism in terms of vacationers. We didn't touch on that quite as much. We focused mostly on convention business and growing that base of business as well.
And now you also sit on the Commission Authority Board. At this point, with the expansion going forward, there has to be a lot of excitement there.
Oh, there is so much excitement, Sam. I mean, the Convention and Visitors Authority is looking at our competitors across the country, and we're so excited that we'll be on not only just a level playing field, with the other convention centers across the country, but we think we'll be a step ahead. The plans are gorgeous. If you've seen the renderings,
right,
it's going to be a beautiful facility, and we're very excited about being able now to accommodate those larger conventions that we hadn't been able to accommodate before.
And you're seeing properties like here we are at Palace Station, that they are doing this huge expansion, putting in movie theaters, all in advance of the fact that the convention center is expanding. And there are lots of other businesses. Alex Morello obviously just purchased the SLS, and now that's going to be renamed the Sahara Resort. It's just providing tremendous growth before this thing is even coming out of the ground.
It is. We have so much momentum happening here in Las Vegas and, again, in the entire state. But we're very excited about the sporting teams that are coming to Las Vegas. The Vegas Golden Knights sparked just a tremendous...
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought hockey in the desert?
I mean,
it's
just
amazing.
An incredible amount of enthusiasm. I mean, obviously, for anybody in Las Vegas, they know that. But for people watching from around the state, I mean, this has been something that was such a boost to the health of Las Vegas after the October 1st tragedy. And now, you know, they are legends. And then the Raiders coming in right behind that. I mean, to drive from the airport along the strip and see all those cranes, that's very exciting.
It's so exciting. And, you know, what Kerry Buchholz has been able to do with the Las Vegas Golden Knights has just been tremendous. And this town has embraced that team like nobody's business, and it's been just a wonderful thing. We're very excited about the Golden Knights, about all the other teams that are here as well, the 51s and, of course, the Raiders. So there's a lot to look forward to here in Las Vegas.
The Golden Knights, no pressure on them for season two.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
NV Energy is a monopoly, your only option for electricity now. As a monopoly, they decide where your power comes from. Yes, on question three, the Energy Choice Initiative creates competition so you decide. It'll prevent NV Energy from hurting renewable projects like they did with rooftop solar, meaning Nevada will be a leader in solar jobs and create up to 34,000 new jobs. Competition is good. Don't let anyone, especially a monopoly, tell you otherwise. It's that simple.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Seawald. She is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. One of the things that's been an interesting discussion, and it's been going on for quite a while now on this program, is the fact that the Las Vegas Valley is going to end up with 3.5 million people by 2050, which is phenomenal when we're sitting at a little less than 2 million now, despite what my friend George Harris says. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the growth now moving towards the Ivanpah area. Any discussion at the chamber about this and the water issues that have gone along with it?
Well, we're very, of course, pro-growth in terms of helping our businesses and the local businesses that are here in Las Vegas and the outlying areas to thrive. One of the biggest things that we've been talking about is workforce development, more so than any water issues, although I know water is a big concern. What we hear from our chamber members more often than anything, the number one thing we hear of is talent pipeline development. They'll say the talent pool is shallow. Help us, Chamber, help us, develop K through 12 and higher education. So that's been a real focus for us as well, as it has been for a long time. So we're doing a lot of projects really gearing up to provide some very robust resources in terms of education and really developing that talent pipeline so that our businesses have a lot better, quality and caliber of employees to choose from.
Now, are you working with the community colleges, or are you working with the K through 12, or all of it?
All of them. Also, Workforce Connections. I just joined the board of Workforce Connections, and that's a great organization that really works with all of the educational entities, mostly here in the South. But we feel like that's an inroad to really help our businesses grow that talent pipeline.
I'm sure that this has been a discussion amongst your employers at the Metro Chamber, which is that we're not seeing wages going up as dramatically as you would think when we have such a labor shortage. But it seems that that's just a matter of time.
I think so. As the economy grows and thrives, things are on the uphill swing at the moment. And so I think wages will catch up to that as soon as the economy continues and people are more and more confident in the economy and in the direction that it's going. I think those wages will follow.
Marijuana. It's been an interesting topic on this program for quite a while. They're trying to find a solution to where people can actually smoke marijuana legally, because at this point, unless it's your own house, you can't actually do that. But what are employers saying about this? And, because one of the things that struck me is that law enforcement has really taken an extremely professional attitude towards this. They're not going hog wild, pulling everybody over just on a suspicion. But what are employers saying?
I think employers are they have their own internal policies about smoking or what have you. We do have some marijuana distributors who are members of the chamber. And so in terms of what they're saying, in the public and to the chamber, they're really not saying that much about what they think or what their policies are, but they do have their own internal policies based on what their own attorneys are telling them. But it's not been an issue that has really come up that much down here in the South.
One of the things that, is interesting is that, obviously companies, you can't drive a forklift and be smoking marijuana, but medical marijuana, is becoming a real issue for employers. Let me ask you, again, from your convention side, Resorts World, is that moving along at this point? Is it moving along very slowly? Are we starting to see more stuff coming out of the ground there?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see more and more with them. As a matter of fact, it's funny you bring them up. We have an appointment coming up with them here in the next month or so to talk about chamber relationships with them and what we can do to support them, because whatever we can do to support any of the properties downtown, we're looking to do. But I think they're making some progress, and we're really excited to see what they're going to do.
Development in the city of Las Vegas. Seeing a brand new hotel from Derek Stevens. That's the first one in a long time, I think since the Downtown Grand, which is probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more. It's exciting that we're seeing the development all over the place at this point.
It is. There is development all over the Las Vegas Valley, not only in terms of the hotels and the properties, but the sporting events and the stadiums that are going up and different things like that. So we're very excited. Couldn't be more excited about the progress in the economy here in Las Vegas. And I know in the North, things are going very well up there as well. So we're very, very supportive of the economy in the entire state, and it's just gangbusters here. So we're riding the wave and hoping that things continue. And to the degree that the chamber can facilitate stronger business environments, that's what we're doing.
One of the biggest concerns, of course, is affordable housing. How is that from your perspective?
Well, those costs are going up as well, very quickly. I think relative to the North, they're not quite keeping up with the pace of Northern Nevada, but here in the South, they're going up very quickly as well. And some of the statistics that I've seen are a little unnerving, because, we want to keep that at a pace that is viable, and to keep it at a pace where we won't have that bubble again like what happened before with the Great Recession. So that's been a concern of businesses here, that real estate prices aren't going up too quickly, but they are going up pretty fast.
Yeah, in Northern Nevada, it's insane. I mean, we literally need 5,000 homes a year for 10 years, and we're seeing some major projects, but they're all going to take 3 or 4 years before you see a 5,000, development. And so, you're seeing places like Fallon that's advertising to Reno saying, we're not that far. I mean, who would have thought that people would be thinking of Fallon as a bedroom community when they're 60 or an hour from journey from Reno? But because of TRI, they're not that far, and it's realistic.
Yeah, and, you know, Fallon used to seem so far away from Reno, but now it's not that far. And to the degree that the development is happening anywhere, I think the developers in northern Nevada are very eager to be able to get their projects underway and finished and completed. I happen to know a couple of developers in the north, and they're working feverishly on some products, and they're talking about how quickly they're selling already.
And it's funny because some of those developers, and I'm not going to mention any names, were people that were very wary about building and looking at what had happened to them in the past and going, we're not going to go through that again. And now they have no choice because they're pre-selling this stuff.
That's right. That's exactly what I was referring to in my last comment. The developers I know are saying they're pre-selling things and the prices are going up every single day in the north.
Well, and it's interesting because the kind of people that are moving to northern Nevada now, it used to be, you know, retired people would come in and they'd have a lot of cash. And so they'd sell something in California that was a one-bedroom for $1 million, come in and buy a mansion for $500,000. But you're also seeing a lot of tech workers coming into the community, and they have money as well. And so, but it's, you know, with the university, it's forcing a lot of problems there because they don't have the accommodation for the students, and they need it.
I think it's also, Sam, though, a testament to the great quality of life we have here in the entire state of Nevada. North, south, east, west, rurals. You know, Nevada is the arguably, I think, one of the best places to live on the planet.
It's the best.
So, yeah, I think so, too. I didn't want to go quite that far, but I agree. I think it's just a testament to where we live. Nevada is an amazing state. We have such a high quality of life here. The diversity of the state is so exciting, from southern Nevada all the way to the Ruby Mountains and Lake Tahoe. It's just the most pristine place in the world, in my opinion. So I know that the prices are going up, and it's something that hopefully will be sustainable.
Well, you know, they just have to build more, and then eventually the prices will come down.
Right.
Always great to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Our thanks to the staff and management of Palace Station for letting us tape our shows here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.